What do you want me to do?
You want to do it?
Like pull it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just hold here.
10 girls are getting ready to blast off their homemade rockets on the UW-Superior campus. They crafted them out of 2-liter pop bottles, filling them partway with water. One by one, they rest them carefully on a network of PVC pipe and fill them with air from a tire pump until they shoot skyward. Superior's Maggie Sangenberger says she took part in the space camp because she wants a career in astronomy or engineering, anything related to science.
It hasn't stayed the same for the past 20 years, and it won't stay the same for the next 20 years because it's always changing. It's full of discoveries and just moving forwards instead of just staying in one place. Like, it wouldn't be boring to go to work every day.
UW Superior Transportation and Logistics Professor Richard Stewart says they started a girls-only space camp this year to encourage and empower young women to learn and expand in STEM careers.
The fact is that for a long time, legislatively, we prohibited women from being involved in many of these fields. Up until the mid-70s, you couldn't sail aboard a ship as a woman. It was prohibited by law in becoming a woman officer.
The space camp was supported by a $5,000 award from the Wisconsin Space Grant Consortium. Program manager Christine Thompson says the consortium is focused on getting kids excited about aerospace and other science fields.
It comes back to, how are we inspiring them? How are we equipping them? How are we empowering them and encouraging them to explore how they can be involved in one of those fields?
Duluth's Emma Natale says the camp is a place where she doesn't have to worry about being teased by the boys at her school.
They usually say, you're just a girl, you can't do any of this, and then usually I get like a better score on a test than them or complete a worksheet faster.
During a recent visit to UWS for a space conference, Alice Bowman said girls like Natale should stick with what they love through whatever hurdles they face. Bowman is the first woman operations manager for the New Horizons mission to explore Pluto at Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory.
You need to understand that some of these STEM careers are challenging, but there are a lot of people around you that are willing to help you out. There's one or two classes that may not go as well as you think they should, but I would say stick with it because the payoff is huge. If you can have a job that you really love, it's fantastic. At least it's worked out for me.
A bill was introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives this year that would require the National Science Foundation to support activities to expose more women and minorities to STEM fields. As for Maggie Sangenberger, she says she likes the idea of more programs like the Girls' Space Camp,
where it's just focusing on them and helping them become more confident in what they want to do instead of keeping them with everybody else and not really showing them all these careers and stuff that they could do.
Sangenberger says if they're not exposed to STEM fields, they'll never know what they might be missing out on. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.